Rebbe said in that tshuva, he writes that there is, if there is great yisur, and if we know that the patient is going to die shortly, and we can prolong the life of Haisho at the expense of great yisur, then he thinks that it's mutar to withhold medication. Because, so he mentions the din Yeradea, I mean, Yeradea was what here? Let's take it, yeah? Wasn't it what here? Let's take it. And you're there. So the Ramo says in the Agoya and Tzip Aleph, Simen Shin Lamites, V'chein also likrim limes sheyomus meiro, kidin mishu geises manoruch, v'liyucha liyiporeit, also lehashmit hakar v'hakeses mitach. In other words, we are not allowed to expedite the death. Somebody's geises, so any movement, so any vibration sometimes might expedite his death. You're not allowed to do it. So you're not allowed to take out the pillow under his head. Mikeach she'inim she'ish leitzis mixas ifis, even though they do it because they think that on account of the feathers that his car kisses, so that causes a delay in the yitzias nishon. V'chein mu'yazizenu m'keimi, v'chein osu losu mafteichis בייסכנסת הרסרייסי כדי שיפורי אבל יהיה שום דובר שגרם איקוב יציאס נפש כי גאין שיהיה סמוך רייסי בייס כרדיפה כי אם חי דפייצי ושיש מלח על שני ואילו מעקבים יציאס הנפש מותר לסירי משום דעים בזה מייסי כלל על שמייסי רמנה So the Taz is chilek and removing the salt from the stomach because then it's not in a passive way They are daily technique. But the Taz, everybody, the Taz agrees with Ramo that if, let's say, somebody is a gases, then in the courtyard somebody chops wood, and that causes a delay in the Tzias Nishome, so then we can tell the person who chops the wood in the courtyard to stop chopping wood, because then He doesn't do it in an active way, he just is mesa de menea. So, but the question is, how is he allowed to stop chopping wood? On the contrary, if he keeps on chopping wood, so he'll postpone the death of the gazes. So it's a rise, so Ramesha Feinstein said, that means this is Siva Chasid. And that is reference to a case where as a result of the delay in the Yetzias Neshome, so the Geisus has pain. So then it is from the Gemara in Abizore there is no rise. But from this Ramo there is a raya that it's mutar to withhold medication. That's in the Tshuva to Rabbi Yitzchok Weiss in the second chelik in Ikras Meisha and Yerachim. It was written Top Shin Chokres. Now then, in the last Chilik Ikris Meshi, the second Chilik Achish Mishpe, in Tshuva Ayin Gimel, so there is a Tshuva to Dr. Yael Jacobovitz. Yael Jacobovitz. So there are all kinds of medical questions. And that was written in Top Shin Mendalit. That was the last Chilik, one of the last Tshuvas. So there he also discusses this question, whether under certain circumstances it is mutar to withhold medication to a terminal patient if the medication, while it will prolong the life, it will involve great pain. And again, Ramesh is not. And there he mentions this raya from the law, that it is mutar, not that it is mutar to tell a person who chops wood in the courtyard of the geisus to stop chopping wood. So it has referenced the case where the delay in the departure of the soul, in Tzias Nishome, involves pain to the gazers. And then he mentioned another ayah. And I have to tell you that this ayah, Rav Moshe Feinstein, I don't understand. Not only don't I understand, in my opinion, it's the most difficult thing that Rav Moshe, because I looked through Rav Moshe's svar more than once. In my opinion, the Pioneer's Deity, it is the most difficult ayah that Rav Moshe Feinstein mentions. I don't understand. I don't understand. He mentions another ayah, that it's mutter to withhold medication from a terminal patient if it involves the what's the right? There's a Ram in the door. The Ram says that Mem, Omad Aleph in the door, in Vakish of Rachman, Lush Yichir, Lush Yamus, Nira Beinai, the Horekoma, Pon Shitzorich, the Vakish Rachman, Malachel, Shiyamus, in Shinitzai Rachel, the Holy Harvey, the Epshal, Shiyich. Sometimes we have to be installed that the Hill should be used. For example, he has a lot of pain. Kidamrinam the Firikan Transeso, Kidamrinam Firikan in singing Subis, the Hidden the Hazoye Amse the Rebbe, the old common singing on the Sakise, the Anachion, the Commit Style. Omros, Amse the Rebbe was a very intelligent and scholarly woman. Omro, the Rotzein, she okay for a lame Stachin, Kalema the lame Shrek. Because Rabbi Nachodesh had great pain. So Amse the Rebbe was miscalled that he should actually meet. So the Rebbe says sometimes there is such a situation that we have to miscalled that the patient should die rather than be miscalled that the patient should live. So Rabbi Feinstein, I don't understand that. Rabbi Feinstein says that that it's mutter to withhold treatment and medication. I don't understand this. Because if this is a raya, then many things could be done. Then, what kind of a raya is it? When you are misspelled to the Rebbeinu Shalom, so you don't do anything. You submit it to the Rebbeinu Shalom. And when you are misspelled to the Rebbeinu Shalom, so in effect you say, whether you say it or you don't say it, you don't, even if you don't spell it out, but you mean it. So what we mean is, if it is, if the Rebbeinu Shalom is infinite wisdom, deems that it's better to take away the life of a certain patient, so you should take away the life. So you leave it to the Rebbeinu Shalom. But Mashiach came when you withhold medication, when there is a possibility to prolong the life, then you don't leave it to the Rebbeinu Shalom. You take the initiative, and you, in a passive way, put an end to somebody's life. So how can you equate this with being misspelled to the Rebbeinu Shalom? And if you can draw an equation between being misspelled to the Rebbeinu Shalom to take away the soul of a certain person because he has pain, and withholding medical treatment, medication, so then something very bizarre would follow. There is more in the material. Why? Why? You leave it to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and the Rebbeinu Shalom knows what to do. Live the Rebbeinishon. Why is there a Tata Yisasre? There is no Tata Yisasre if you live at the Rebbeinishon. There is no Tata Yisasre. Now, if you equate being spouse of the Rebbeinishon with holding treatment, then a very bizarre thing, Maskone, we'll have to deduce a very bizarre Maskone. I'm even afraid to say it. Now, let's see a certain Gemara in a Sichra Sapel. Sichra Sapel in Bonitia, that paid out. So the Gemara tells the story how devoted Rabbi Yochanan was to his Talmud Rish Lakish. When Rish Lakish died, so Rabbi Yochanan cried and cried, because Boche that paid out on Dalek. Maheichad balikishe, heichad balikishe, vahavikotzova chadishov died in me. So Rabbi Yochanan cried so much until he lost his mind. Rabbi Yochanan lost his mind. Boye rach, bonon rach me'alei v'noch nashe. So the Rabbonon will miscover that Rabbi Yochanan should be there. So, could you mention that as a raya, if somebody has Alzheimer's, and sometimes a person who has Alzheimer's degenerates mentally so much that he has no contact with reality. He doesn't recognize his wife, he doesn't recognize his children, he doesn't recognize anything. That you can withhold treatment? Can anybody, chas v'sholem, deduce from this Gemara? Why not? The Gemara says, the Rabbonim were mispalel. The answer is, there is such a divergence between being mispalel to the Rebbeinu Shalom, so you leave it to the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom knows what to do. So the Rebbeinu Shalom, and taking the initiative into his own hands. I can't understand how Rav Moshe Feinstein, I'm not disagreeing with the Psak. There might be other eyes, the Raya from the Ramor about the one which chops wood, might be a Raya, I don't know, but might be a Raya. But this Raya I don't understand. In my opinion, it's the most difficult and ununderstandable svore mentioned by Rami. I don't understand it. I can't understand it. It's beyond me. So from this Gemara in Asichas Apeilim, you can deduce this inconceivable maskone, that if somebody has Alzheimer's, so the Chachomi, the Rabbonon, will misfollow, should be with them. Okay,
how can a person be misfollow, not to be Mekhaim of Mitzvah, the Hashivasala, the Osama of Amriach?
He is not either on the Summit of Amriach or the Spout of the Bencho. So,
yeah, how can he be misfollow, not to be Mekhaim of Mitzvah?
I think kind of mitzvah. Of course, he'll be very happy if the Rebbeinu Shalom will not listen to his tefillah and give him a refuah shleimah and cure the person. But he leaves that in the hands of the Rebbeinu Shalom. We find in Tanakh that if you are a Novi, so as the Rebbeinu Shalom, that he should take away his soul? No. Saul, was if you are a Novi either on any Isa? You are not the either on the Tosik of Palestinian of the Sikh Madrash. Yena Novi, when he was upset about the Kikoye, so he has the Rebbeinu Shalom. He should take away his soul. So, was he either a Hadim of the Sikh Madrash? Whenever you are mispalled to the Rebbeinu Shalom and you leave it to the Rebbeinu Shalom, so you don't do any of it. But when you make the decision, you don't leave it to the Rebbeinu Shalom. At all, there is clear Chavshi. So that's the way the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world, that man is free to decide whether to prolong the life of a certain patient or not. So how can you draw an equation? It's the most difficult Rebbeinu that I saw. Yes?
I when you see the Rabbonim praying,
yeah.
the action of the Rabbonim praying seems to carry somewhat more weight than the actions of us praying.
All right, so what? But
it seems by the results
he still
that
still lives
that
in the hands of the Rebbeinu Shalom. And you are not the Esther Rebbeinu Shalom. He should take away his life. because he was pursued by Achav and Yizevel, so he was tired. So he asked the Rebbeinu Shlom to take away his soul. So, did Eliyahu HaNavi do any avera? He didn't do any avera. But Eliyahu HaNavi would not have gone on a hunger strike. The same Eliyahu HaNavi, who asked the Rebbeinu Shlom to take away his life, he did not decide to go on a hunger strike. Why not on a hunger strike? Because when one goes on a hunger strike, then he takes the initiative. And he does it. He puts an end to his life in a passive way. But when he asks the Rebbeinu Shlom, he doesn't do anything. He lives at the Rebbeinu Shlom. Yes?
Perhaps you could say that Shakti Ramosh's Raya is the fact that under normal circumstances when we find someone who is in a state of Kukh Nefesh, so everyone is mechuyev to do whatever possible for the person to see that he should be.
But the Raya from the fact that answered the Rebbe was mispalel is no right. Because here the Chachamim, not Amtzid the Rebbe, but all the Rabbanon were mispalel that Rabbi Yochanan should be niftar. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan lost his mind. So does that mean that when a person wears Alzheimer's and then he gets pneumonia, I mean that happens many times, especially in a person who wears Alzheimer's. So if he gets pneumonia, very often, that we shouldn't give him an antibiotic injection? Chas v'sholem. I don't understand. It's the biggest mystery. This Ramesha is the biggest mystery. I don't understand. I wish I could understand it. I can't understand it. Yes? It's a good question. But after all, you know, as somebody said, the Rabbanon were on higher madrigal than we are. So maybe the Rabbanon knew, I mean, that this tefillah would be a tefillah. They knew, I mean, why, how did they know? They knew after all, I mean, the Chachomim were on higher madrigal than we. We don't know anything, but the Chachomim knew that he will not be, he'll not recover his sanity. They knew how they, you know, I don't know. No, it wouldn't be wrong, but I wouldn't do it because I'm not in the Madrid of the Rachon. I wouldn't be misspelled for anyone who should be misspelled. I'm not in that Madrid. But the Rachonim, so they were so devoted to Rabbi Yochanan that they were like they were devoted to Rabbi Yochanan and even more than his father is devoted to Ibn Yochid. Some Mele, they could be mispalled and live at the Rabbi Yochanan, but we are not capable of their devotion. So for us to be mispalled such a under similar circumstances would be an act of ourselves, because we are not in that matter.
Right,
covered that Torah. So suppose somebody who is a good lador has Alzheimer's. A good lador, he has Alzheimer's. That also happens. And Reb Nochem, was all the last years. He had no contact with reality. He didn't recognize anybody. Reb Nochem, the mirror of Rosh Hashiva. So it was mutar to withhold treatment. I mean, cover the Torah 1,000 times, so what? Cover the Torah we have to do in the proper context, not to let a person die because of cover the Torah.
So Yochanan was having pain, anguish.
Yeah, he was having pain too. All right.
That's why he was able to be spoken. He was also having pain.
So, they don't have anguish. And suppose they do have anguish. I don't mean that care, Alzheimer's. There are other situations, you know. When a person has anguish, I'm sure there are such situations. Chas v'sholem, it would be mutar to withhold treatment. Chas v'sholem. So, the Meshi mentioned the tribe. So, I don't understand what. Even when the Gemara says something, you know, there is a tshuva from Reb Chaim Volozhinov. Reb Chaim Volozhinov decided to found the Shivim Baloshim, so he encountered greater position, for this lesson. So one Rav sent him a letter, the Prime Russian, and says, how does he conceive such a bizarre notion of setting up a yeshiva that will attract many mitzvah from all Jewish cities in Russia? He says, every bismedrash in those days, every bismedrash was a big yeshiva. If Jews learned chas in every bismedrash in every shtetale, why is it necessary to found the yeshiva in Balozhin? So the Chaim Balozhin answered him. The Chaim Balozhin answered him. He said that before he decided to found the yeshiva in Balozhin, he was also modern like this. Found the yeshiva in Balozhin. Every bismedrash is a big yeshiva. He learned shas in those days. So he consulted the Goyim of Vilna. And the Goyim of Vilna told him that he has to set up a yeshiva where they learn Torah in depth. Because truly in every bismedrash Jews learn shas. But many times they don't delve into the intricacies of the halacha. For example, there's a gemara in Pesachim that Amhoretz muta l'nechei v'imakipurim shechavir shas. In Pesachim, Amhoretz. So you can kill him and you can push out in shas. Now, suppose somebody who learns Gemara, learns shas, but not in depth, he'll understand it kipshute, the Gemara says so. So he'll go out in the street, he'll take his sword in his hands, he'll go out in the street, every Amoret he meets, he'll kill him. So what is the answer? He's a Ritzayak. So what's the pshat of the Gemara? So the Rebbe says, what's the pshat? So he mentions the name of Rapsura Goyim, that Amoretz doesn't mean one who is an Igraimus. Amoretz means one who is poet Vaveres. Doesn't mean Igraimus. So if somebody is poet Vaveres, so then he can sink so low that he will reach a situation where it will be a mitzvah to kill him in the Purish Halim Shabbos. If, in other words, he might sink so low as to be ready for Hanaram Rosso Lonzo, so then there is a halacha of Nikmatil Benafia. That is, if you study the Gemara in depth. But just because on the surface it appears there is a Gemara, Amoret Mutol Nechrei. So because of that, we can decide to kill a human being. So we don't understand. That's all. And not to mention Pesachim. So if he God will mention the Pesach that we don't understand, so he shouldn't be mentioning it, that's all. Because I cannot understand it, and I don't think there is anybody who can understand it. And Mesh Kashin probably had a reason. Maybe, I don't know what he had, what he was. But I don't understand it. But to mention that is a raya might lead to terrible results. So here you have that the Chachomim were mispalel that Rabbi Yechanan should be miftah, because he lost his mind. So in the Vasov. In the other side. Oh, anyway, you forgive me that I spoke out. So, because I feel very deeply about this yearning, because there is such a readiness to pask in shilas in Pikach Nefesh. On the basis, they heard. First of all, you have to understand what Ramesha meant. Not everything that Ramesha said we can understand. Ramesha knew Palatira Kule. And maybe the one who hears Ipsak doesn't know exactly what he said. So, but Paskin Shaila in Pekach Nefesh, on the basis of Ishmue, Ramesha said this, Ramesha said that. Now, that's in regard to this. Now, so I don't understand this, sorry. As far as the other eye is concerned, that there are more in Simen Shin Lamedes, in the name of Sifah Hasidim, that he says that in Yesh Dovo Shegerim Ikuv Yitzias HaNefesh, he gained Sheyesh Somuch Leizibai Yiskeil David, in Chet Feitzi, Uy Sheyesh Melach HaLishengi, Ve'ilu Me'akvin Yitzias HaNefesh, Muta Lo Sire Nishom, Ve'im Bo Zemaise Klau, So, I don't know, and it seems like a strong raya, but the whole din that is mentioned in the Ramo, I mean, I don't understand it. I spoke to Dr. Koenigsberg Thursday night, he said he doesn't understand it either, so I don't know, I mean, what it means, what the Sefer Hasidim has referenced, that if in the courtyard somebody is chopping wood, and that delays, postpones the Yitzias Nishon. What does it mean? It postpones the Yitzias Nishon. I think that here is not mentioned the Halacha that Rav Moshe Feinstein assumed that he has reference to a case where the Geisa says Yisur has paid. In view of the fact that he's going to die pretty soon anyway, so Mele, there is no chiyuv to prolong his life if it don't involve pain. But the Ramo mentions, he emphasizes that that's a Sefer Hasidim. Yidovar she'gerim ikuf yitzias nefesh. After all, there is such a difference, such a divergence between telling the person who chops wood that he should stop chopping wood and refusing to attach a respirator to the patient who is terminally sick. Because when the chopping of wood is not a therapeutic matter, no one can say that the chopping of wood cures or prolongs the life. So here, what the Ramo Emperor Sefer Hasidim says, the chopping of wood does not prolong the life. It's inconceivable. The chopping of wood somehow retards the Yitzias Nishon. What does it mean, retards the Yitzias Nishon? Can we say that when a person, let's say, suffers from cancer, let's say cancer of the bones, and that involves a lot of pain, and he's destined to die, but he has the doctor, so they'll say he might live another few weeks, maybe another few months, and so on. So the attaching the respirator retards the tears that you're making. It's not retards the tears. It gives him life. It prolongs his life. Here, the chopping of wood doesn't prolong the life. It retards the tears. How does it retard the tears? Not that I understand it. I don't know. If doctors don't know what it means. But I feel that the Sefer Hasidim has reference to a specific situation. Now I'll tell you, I remember it, that was 64 years ago, but I remember it so vivid in my mind, and I remember it so vividly, as if it happened yesterday. There are certain things that happened a week ago I don't remember so vividly as this experience. When I was a child of 5 years old, saw a certain person who was very close to my father. He was afflicted with tuberculosis, and in those days, tuberculosis was an incurable disease, 64 years ago. And the doctor said there is no cure for it, no cure for it. And the family of that person was very close to our family. And I used to be in the house many times. So on the day he died, I was in the house. He was a child. My mother took me because my mother was there. I was the baby in the house, so she couldn't leave me alone in the house. And in those days, there was no such thing as taking the babysitter. So she had to take me to that house. And that person was Gacy's. So I remember that I didn't have to watch it. I didn't know of time, but as I came back, it seems to me that this was probably 5 minutes before he died. That person started to cough. Started to cough out phlegm. And he coughed for about 2 minutes, and then he stopped coughing out phlegm. And then he started to breathe very heavily, and he was struggling to catch the breath. He was struggling. And then at first, so the breathing was relatively loud. And then I heard that he was breathing, and then the wife of that man, she was in the bishop's promise, she came out and she said, "Both I am." The whole thing, I mean, I was a child of 5, and I had no idea of minutes, but when I think back, it seems to me that from the time he started to cough out phlegm until he died, so it was 16, 17, 18, that's my guess. Now, why do I mention it? Because the question is, what's the meaning of gazes? What's the meaning of gazes? Hadesis are a higher hold of. What is gazes? So there are more in similar to Paladin of Nezera, where it mentions that Hadesis are a higher hold of, and it can even be Garish Sishte. So the Ramo says, gazes is that means when a person is dying, so he starts to cut out phlegm. So he mentions the meaning, the origin of the word gazes.
Thank you.